the other member comes in front of us, they would just recap for a moment some of the things we spoke about. We'll look quickly inside. So we were discussing the concept of Amigo de Ha'aza, and what led us to believe that Amigo de Ha'aza is not acceptable was Agamar and Babatis of Gimel and Al. What's the matter?
I can't hear.
Can't hear? Is it better now? So let's there's something wrong here with the volume.
I don't think this helps because I think that's not
the
next one.
No? Can you hear now?
Yeah.
Better now? Okay, so again, we began yesterday to discuss the Sugya of Amigo de Ha'aza. So we pointed out, so we take a look at the first of the Ramakamos, just a little quick Chazara. So what was the source for us to say that Amigo de Ha'aza is not acceptable? So is Agamar, because Agamar raised the question, why isn't every Maid of Mixes believed? Migo that it could have been Kofar HaKol. So we take a look at the first of the Ma'amakavos, tells them the Metziyat of Gimel. Vivnei Ma'amar Torah, Perish. He Neman B'Migo, Dibar Kofar HaKol. Every Maid of Mixes should be believed with a Migo. Or Meinuf B'Ochad, Alon Neymar Migo B'Yalma. Or you could rephrase the question by saying, rather than let's believe the Maid of Mixes is a Migo, maybe from the fact that the Torah doesn't believe the Maid of Mixes is a Migo, isn't that a proof that the whole institution of Migo doesn't exist? So we have to try to show, no matter how you phrase the question, we have to try to show why this Migo somehow is not acceptable. Mishani, the ain't a Migo, the ain't other may is part of Lichmar HaKol, hold the Chavir HaMachah B'Shikra, that the whole principle of Migo is predicated on the assumption that I could easily, just as easily said the other Taina, here I cannot have just as easily been Kofar HaKol, because the other person will realize that I'm lying. When I'm a Beit of Mixas, I'm just draying, I'm delaying a little bit. The Kofar HaKol is an outright lie, and therefore, Eid on the Meis, part of Nebal Chavo. So, this was the source that the Rishonim pointed out, that Nikud Ha'azal Lo Avinan. The problem was, is that the Gemara in the second of the Ramakamus, the Babas Lamad Vavam Nalf, the famous case of the Chushla we spoke about in great detail yesterday. So we'll just take a look at it quickly. I know easy dachl chushla bin Arda. There were goats that ate barley in Arda. Asamar chushla, the owner of the barley, tapsinu, he grabbed onto the goat, said katayim tuva, and he was claiming a lot of money for the value of the damage of the barley. Nizak, as a person whose barley was eaten, has the right to claim up until the value of the goats. Even though to claim value of damage you don't have the right to do, but you have amigo, you could have said that the goats belong to you, you bought the goats from the person, and since you wouldn't have believed with amigo that you own the goats, you can tie it up until the value of the goats. So that was the raya for the Rishonim, that the Rishonim brought, that amigo, the Ha'aza came amigo. That he solved that problem. So we had yesterday the Matthias answers of Tosfos, that you have to always figure out, is it amigo the Ha'aza, not amigo the Ha'aza? So if you take a look at the Tosfos, the third of the Maimon Kavos, the Tosfos says, but no easy dachli chushta ben ardo liyo in raya. So Tosfos revamped the case, and Tosfos said that the owner of the goats is claiming that he was there and he saw that they didn't eat that amount. So therefore, the Baal HaChushli is claiming such an exorbitant amount, that's also a tithe of Ha'aza. And Migo, the Ha'aza Lo Amrina, means when the tithe that you're advancing is a normal tithe. The Migo that you could have advanced as the Ha'aza. But if both times the chutzpah, then that is an acceptable Migo. That's basically what we spoke about yesterday. So we left off yesterday now with the Lomdish answer between the two cases, which is the answer of the Ran. So unlike Tosfos, the Ran suggested that it's not a question of gradation, what's considered to be a Migo de Ha'aza, what's not. All the Migos on the table are Migo de Ha'aza here. Both the Sugi and Rabbi Siyat have Gimel, Sugi and Rabbi Salam and Rav, they're both Migo de Ha'aza. But there's a difference in Halacha between a Migo in the realm of Shvua and a Migo in the realm of Mamun. So the Ran, take a look, we'll pick up on the fourth of the Ran of Gamos. The Ran of Masech HaShvuas. The Ha'ash Kechon, the Migo Garua Kihai, a Migo Garua, which we call a Migo de Ha'aza, so the Ran is called a Migo Garua. Garua means, you know, not such a acceptable Migo, a Shvach Migo. A Migo Garua, I a Migo de Ha'aza. Lahani La'okme Ramona, we find that a Migo de Ha'aza is acceptable to enable you to hold on to money. V'lamahani Le'elef Tura Mishvua, but a Migo de Ha'aza does not work to exempt you from Mishvua. And he brings it to Gemara, that the Perchas Sebatim, the fourth of Mabakom, the Perchas Sebatim, Maskina beno izidach l'chusha ben ardo, the never lizach l'etimehem, afal gav da migo garu, the mayez l'en o mayez, וכי עומד דאח לחוש לו דידי, אפילו לא אח למידי אלא מייץ כלל דמר לידו. ויאמר לכוכן אין בידי נאיז. So basically the Ran just recap, but that's called the Migod HaAza. And you see that Migod HaAza works. So אפילו הכי מהדי מאוכל מממונה. So we see the fairish in that Gemara that Migod HaAza, Liftor Min Mamon works. Ve'ilu Liftor Mishvua, whereas to exempt the person from Mishvua Lamahani, it doesn't work. In the Rabbah, you have a Rabbah, etc., etc. Maybe we make that Migod HaAza, etc. So the bottom line is the Ran highlights the fact explicitly that Migod HaAza sometimes does work and sometimes doesn't work. And the question is, what's the deal? Why should there be a difference between the two? So yesterday we went to the root of Rabbi Yosef and Ibishev's about a Migod. It's a soft fake and it can work in some ways and other places. We're now going to go with the second Mahalach, which is the famous Mahalach, and one of the most famous Mahalchim in the Gedolia Charonim about Migod, and that's the word of Rabbi Chonon Vassaman. So Rabbi Chonon, take a look at the fifth of the Baruch Kamos, Rabbi Chonon develops a very beautiful Yisrael, really a double Yisrael about Migod, which explains a lot of things about Migod, but ultimately is going to explain this very clearly. So comes Rabbi Chonon in the fifth of the Baruch Kamos, in the second page in Chavich Urim, Chavich Beis, Os Chabez. Ubaze Evshel Avayar, based on what we're saying, we can now explain, Masha Matzinu B'Migod HaAza, that which we find in Migod HaAza, the Lomahani Leftur Mishvua, Could Yom Rabbi in the Medim and Mikta? And Migod HaAza doesn't work to exempt from Mishvua Ar Sigya, but we come up on the high list to every Mammon. But nevertheless, it does help to exempt you from Mammon. Kamosha Kosla Rishayim, I know easier to Yachmi Chushla. Migod Yachal Lama Kukum Yod, Yachal Tarak Dei Demeh, the case we just spoke about. But Lachora Eino Muva Nachimuk Mabin Shvul the Mammon. It would appear that the distinction between Shvul and Mammon doesn't really seem to make any sense. What exactly is the explanation? So says Rabbi Chonon Oschav Gimel, Omnam Lafiyah Na'al Mira, based on everything that we've been saying, it makes sense. The Benigo de Ha'aza, Leka Gre'usa, Ela Ba'ochocha, the Habirur. Says Rabbi Chonon, one component of Nigo, only one, we'll see there's another one, but one major component of Nigo is the Birur Shabo, is the Ochocha Shabo. The Nigo is a proof. How is a Nigo a proof? Because the odds are that I'm telling the truth. It's a statistical proof. We surveyed 100 people and we found out that within the lying habits of people, not that we literally made the survey, but we figured it out, based on the natural way that people lie, so most people, if they're going to lie anyway, they might as well lie with a better lie. If you're already a chakran, you might as well go for broke. A person's going to give a half-baked story, it's a good chance that half-baked story is the truth. Since he had the ability to lie, and he didn't avail himself of it, that in and of itself is some degree of a chacham avirur that he found the truth. So says Rabbi Chonon, it's that dimension of Biror, that dimension of Migo, where Migo the other falls short. Why? Because the Efter Shirot to the Shakir. Because in a case of a Migo the other, maybe the person wants to lie. He really would prefer to lie. The Eno Yochalois. But he can't. Because there's something which is preventing him from lying. Namely, he doesn't want to end up looking like a Mechotzah. So comes Rabbi Chonon and says, the Chisor of Migo the other is only a chisarot in that dimension of Nigo, the Birur Shebo. But there's a second dimension of Nigo, about koach and amanos sheyesh b'din Nigo, ika gam b'migo da'aza. There's a second aspect of Nigo. Nigo works not only because it's a Birur, but Nigo works, or B'chanan coined the phrase, Nemanas Baltin Bitanaso, Koachataina, Zuchusataina, different Rosh Hashivas in Europe have different ways of describing the same thing. Basically, what this phrase of Koachataina, Zuchusataina, Nemanas Baltin Bitanaso means is that Nigo is effective not because it's a statistical proof to anything, but Nigo is one of the rules in Eilam Mishpatim. It's one of the rules that when you have a Din Torah with somebody, so the better Taina wins. I give a very convincing taina. The other guy comes up with a really, really shvacha taina. The person who has the better taina, that's why Dina Mamun is called the person who comes up with a better claim is the one who's going to win the din Torah. How do you define whether something's called a better claim or not? So a better claim is not only defined on what I actually put forward on the table, but my whole case, everything that I could have, whatever potentially was in my arsenal of claims, that all goes into determining who's the greater mukhsaf in the case, who's the greater baldin in the case, who has the better chusatayin in the case. Is that a raya? Is it a hochocha shibo? No, it's not a raya, it's not a statistical proof. Because you could have said X, therefore we believe you say Y. We don't really know what the truth is. We're not really sure. You're saying Y doesn't sound like a very convincing argument. But in terms of who's the greatest Tohen, in terms of who's the greatest Chus HaTayna, who's the greater, who's the strong Baldin, the Chus Baldin is determined not only by what you do say, but it's determined everything you could have said as well. So comes the Bukhan and says, Amigo de Oza, I could have said, I mean, maybe I wouldn't have said it. Maybe it wouldn't have been, pleasant for me to say it. But Tachlis, if I would have wanted, I could have said it. So says the Bukhanan, when you're focusing on the Birushabo, I want to bring a proof, a statistical, psychological proof, that you are most probably telling the truth because you could have said something else. It's not enough to say you could have said something else. We have to rephrase it and say you could have just as easily said something else. There's nothing that's preventing you, nothing from stopping you from saying the other claim. It's only that not just theoretical ability, but practical. Lemaisa, I really would have just as easily said it. That's what gives you the koach habirur shebo. That's what gives you the dimension of nigo called the proof. In order to attain the dimension of nigo called the schus hataina, the koach habaldin b'tanoso, you don't have to have the ability to just as easily have said it. As long as tachlis, it's in your file, you could have said it. You would have been chutzav, I would have left you, I would have screamed you. Okay, that's all true. But to create the theoretical status of who's a strong baldin, as long as you have the koach lemana shebo, that's good enough. So comes the Bukhanan and says, that when is migoda oza a chisara? Go back to the beginning of Oschav Gimel for a minute. The fear now near the migoda oza make the griusa ela be'achacho be'abirur. That the chisara, the deficiency of migoda oza, is a deficiency in the halchacha shemo. The efshe shirotz l'shaker, because it's possible the person really wants to lie, then he yochel ha'ayis, and he can't be. He won't want to be meis. So that undermines his nemanus. And that undermines his birur. About koach and amana sheyesh b'dimnigo, he could get the migo de'aza. To become mo'om imaya torah ha'neman. Push comes to shove, if he would have said it, he would have been believed. Maybe not pleasant, maybe he would have had a grimace a little bit, but he would have been believed. So therefore the second dimension of migo is still present. Ulafturi b'mamon, sagi b'din neman is krena. In order to exempt the person from mamon, which aspect of migo do you need? Either one. Even the second one alone can stand to exempt the person from mamon. As long as you are the better toein, so you win the din torah. Aval, they come to punch the under b'chan, aval, if turim yishvua, tzarech l'tayma da'anan sadeh, she'ibiru b'makam shvua she'ibivarerez. However, to get you out of a shvua, it's not enough to declare you're the better baal din. That's irrelevant. Once the Torah is mechayiv you to take a shvua, you have to be mevarer that you're telling us the truth. What mechanism does the Torah accept as a birur? Well, the shvua itself is a mechanism. Maybe that's the whole role, the whole goal of shvua is to be mevarer. Or the halacha says, if you can come up with another equivalent birur, that's also fine. Let's say, Lamashal, I take you to a din Torah that you are my shomer and we have the animal and you say the animal was stolen. And you're about to take a shvua and then Edom come in and say, yeah, the animal was stolen. So do you have to take a shvua? You don't have to take a shvua. Because once you brought Edom, so that Edom can accomplish the same degree, not a high degree, of birur than the shvua. So that's what Bukharan says, amigo can accomplish a birur. Amigo is a robe, amigo is a chokha, it's a birur, and what you're saying is true. So when you were mechayev a shvua, the Torah was mechayev you to produce X degree, X amount of birur. That X amount of birur can either be accomplished by presenting a shvua, or if you can come up with some other equivalent substitute birur, i.e. amigo. But the medevar mamurim, that migo can get you out of a shvua, that's only if the migo is accomplishing the level of birur. If migo is failing in terms of the birur shabo, and why is it failing mishum the birur shabo? Because it's a migo da'aza. And the migo da'aza doesn't accomplish birur. Even though a migo da'aza does accomplish the secondary part, namely that it makes you into a better towing, it makes you into koach hataina, it gives you a zechus hataina, that's wonderful. So we say true but irrelevant. That's irrelevant to Nuchas Shavuos. In Nuchas Shavuos, the only thing that's going to carry the day is birur. In Nuchas Mamon is, when it's my word against yours, and the question who's going to pay the money, so that what we have to accomplish is who's the better baal din. So we have different tools in our arsenal to figure out who's the better baal din. One of those tools is migo. If you can come up with a migo, that gives you the upper hand. What constitutes a migo? Anytime I could have said something else. Is it necessary that you could have easily said something else? No, that's not. As long as you could have said something else, that's fine. That's sufficient. So therefore, in the realm of din imamunis, even a migo the ha'aza is going to do the trick. But once we enter into the realm of a chashuas, then we're in a different realm entirely. Then it's not enough to declare who's the great about din. What we have to declare is, have you produced a sufficient birur to get you out of the shvua that the Torah was mechayev you? So if it's a good Nigo, the answer is great. If it's a bad Nigo, then the answer is no. If it's a Nigo de Oza, even though it's good and ominous, but that's irrelevant to Shulis, because it's Chasr and Birushiba. So basically, this Yisrael from Bechon Nechaz Nigo has really developed for us this idea that Nigo really has two dimensions to it. Every time you see a Nigo in Shas, you have to ask yourself, so what kind of a Nigo are we talking about? Are we talking about a Nigo that's a Birur? Are we talking about a Mira that's a Chosataina? Maybe we're talking about a Nigo that's both. So 9 out of 10 Nigos may have both of them to it. But in a Nigo de Oza, only one aspect is good. That one aspect is sufficient for Mominus, yet it is deficient in the realm of Shmuas. Because for Dina Mominus, all you have to do is prove you're a better Valdin. For the realm of Shmuas, you have to actually bring a Birur to be provided that what you're saying is true. So go upon him. Everything we've been trying to do up until now has been to really explain Agamara back in Dav Gilman B'Metziah. It's hard to believe that we're still learning B'Metziah Dav Gilman, but we're really still trying to understand Rabbah's statement. Rabbah said, "His name Amr Torah, Mo the Mitzvah Tani Shava. Why is the Mitzvah believed? What happened to the Migo? We should believe in Migo de Kofreko." So the basic conventional answer to this question has been, well, yeah, it's a great Migo, but it's not such a great Migo. The reason why the Migo falls flat on its face is because it's a Migo de Oza. So that got us the ball rolling. Really? Because the Oza good, is it no good? But Basar, Achmi Chushlei, Ra, the Tumor, Rebbe Chon, we had to explain a way to keep that Gemara in place. But according to most of the Rishonim of Alei Tosfos, that ultimately the real reason why Maida Mikdash does not believe with the Migo is because it's a Migo de Oza. That's the standard approach of Tosfos. However, if you think back to what we spoke about in the previous Shiurim, there was an entirely different approach to the Rishon to our whole sugya. That was the view of the Rimagash. If you remember, the Rimagash in Masechta Shavuos was of the opinion that the question never really got off the ground. Our question was, let every Maida Mikdash be believed, Migo that is Kofra Kol, says the Rimagash, Migo? Nah, Migo lift the Mishvuah on Rinan. There's no such thing as a Migo lift the Mishvuah for all the different reasons that we spoke about in the previous Shiurim. The whole concept of Migo is only lift on Mimamon. There's never a concept of Migo lift on Mishvuah. So you have two radically different approaches in the Rishonim as to why this Migo doesn't work. Why is it every time you have a Dintayev and Maida Mikdash, why don't we just let you go scot free? Why do you have to take a Shvuah? What happened to Migo? So whereas Tosfos said Migo in theory works in Shvuah, this particular Migo doesn't work. It's a Din Prati, and this Migo is deficient. Whereas according to the Rimagash, no, all Migos are deficient. Migo never works. Migo is not a tool in our arsenal to exempt you from taking a Shvuah. So two very, very different approaches in the Rishonim as to what the answer to this dilemma is. Why isn't every Maida Mikdash believe in the Migo, and why do we make them take a Shvuah? Either because the Migo is no good, or because Migo is never good to take a Shvuah. So the question is there any other approach? Is there any other mahalach in the Rishonim? You have two good working mahalachim. Is there anything else? So there may be a third approach that we, not only can we pin it down perhaps to a Rishon, but we may even be able to pin it down to an Amora, to a day in the Gemara Masechta Shavuos, that we happen at the basket like, but after we say it's going to open up our eyes to another dimension of Migo. So we have to take a few steps back to something we spoke about in the past, the famous Gemara Masechta Shavuos. The Gemara asked the question, I didn't put it on this Gemara Mekomus because I think it was on the previous Gemara Mekomus. So comes the Gemara in Masechta Shavuos, Asanei, and raises the following question. We know that one of the Shavuos, Amur Fatorah, is Shavuos HaShomrim. I come to you and I say, hey, I gave you an animal last week to watch. Where is it? You're a Shabachidim, so you say, oh, I'm so sorry, it was stolen. Unless it really stolen. Maybe it was, I have no idea. But I insist that you take a Shavuos, so the Torah says, Shavuos HaShem, give it Shneim. It's a din that the Shem is Bechir Min HaTorah to take a Shavuos. So comes the Gemara in a set of Shavuos and asks a strange question. The Gemara says, let every Shomer get off the hook. Why does he have to take a Shavuos? Let him be believed the Migo that he could have said, he could have said that I'm a Shomer, I never watched this animal, I don't know who you are, I never met you before. So believe me to say that the animal was stolen, Migo that it could have just as easily said, that I never watched it in the first place. That's the Gemara's kasha of Masechta Shavuos. Every Shomer should get off the hook of a Shavuos HaShomrim for that Migo. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Chama, was the one who raised this question. So Rabbi Chama says, hey, what happened to the Migo? So the Gemara says, you're right. According to Rabbi Chama, Hachab HaMayaskina, there are Edom who saw the Shemira taking place. So Edom saw me giving you the animal and making an agreement with you. So the Migo, that's what I saw this. Migo means, believe me to say A, because I could have said B. You couldn't have said B. If you would have said B, the Adam would have blown you out of the water. So that's not considered to be a minyan. It comes to him and says, no, it's still a kasha. Says Rav Chama, let every shomer be believed the nigo that he could have said that he returned the object already. There was no Aiden who said he didn't return the object. The Aiden just said that there was a shmir in the first place, but there's no Aiden that he didn't return the object. So it's rephrasing the same question. Let every shomer get off the hook and not have to take the shvua nigo that he could have said hechzarti. So Rav Chama scrambling, I'm trying to figure out, hey, what happened to this nigo? So Rav Chama says, you're right. If you'd have such a nigo, it would be good. Hachal v'eskinan, there's a shtar. There's a document that says that I handed you the animal. I wrote up a document, a contract with you, that I'm handing you the animal. Obviously, if you returned the animal, you would have insisted on getting the contract back. So from the fact that the mafkid is still holding on to the document, still holding on to the shtar, that's the equivalent of proof that the animal wasn't returned, and therefore the person doesn't have that nigo anymore. The Rav Chama gave one dochuk and another dochuk and another dochuk because he was so bothered with this kasha. Hey, what happened to the migo? It's a gabalik migo, either migo that he didn't wash in the first place or migo that he returned it. So if you remember from a couple of weeks ago, we said that the Rimagash was bothered with the kasha. The Rimagash said, in the end of the day, every case of shomer is talking about this. We learned Pash Mishpatim. My son just finished fifth grade, finished learning Pash Mishpatim. So you'll read the Chumash, you read the Psukim. The Torah doesn't say anything about a shtar, about Edom of a sort. You'll learn Rechabach, you learn most of them, and you learn about Shomrim. And unless you learn Shavuot Taf and Hey, you wouldn't have come to this realization that, oh, by the way, every case of Shavuot Shomrim is talking about seeing this wild, crazy scenario. So what's going on? Who's the Gemara kidding? The Gemara means that every case of Shavuot Shomrim is this. How did it be? So the Rebbe guy says, you're right. That Rabbi Chava was giving an okimta and a dochok and a this and a that, but that's not the emes. You know what the emes answer is? Says the Rebbe Gash. You know what the real answer is? Why is it no migo? The Rebbe Gash says, his yisod, because migo lifts the mishmul armina. That was the Rebbe Gash's biggest raya. So the fact that unless you're going to give the dochok okimta to Rabbi Chava, you're going to be stuck with the problem. What happens to a migo? Every Shavuot Hashem has a migo. So comes the Rebbe Gash says, I'm going to give a better answer, so to speak. I'm going to give a smoother answer. That the answer, the emes, the answer is of the Rebbe Gash, is that migo lifts the mishmul armina. And what about those Rishonim who say migo lifted mishmul kein amrinan? So the Rosh, Taisus would say, no, all those migos are no good, because those migos are migos da'aza. Because believe me that I could have said it's stolen. To say that it's stolen is not a ha'aza, because the mafkid doesn't know whether it's stolen or not. But believe me to say it's stolen, because migo, I could have said, I never washed in the first place. That's a great statement of chutzpah. Believe me to say it's stolen, migo, I could have said I returned it to you. That's a chutzpah to say it was returned. If it was, I know that you know that I didn't return it. That's a chutzpah. So comes the Taisus, comes the Rosh and says, the reason why those migos ultimately fail, why Rabbi Chama's cases are not necessary, is because migo da azo la amrinan. So each Rishon solves that dilemma of Shavuot Taf Mem Hei according to their understanding of the limitations of migo. According to the Rebbe Gash, migos are limited to mama, not to shvua. So therefore, that's the emes answer to the shomrim dilemma. According to Tosfos, that alibid the emes migo does work with the shvua. The real answer to the shomrim dilemma is that it's a migo de'aza. So those are the two major approaches to the shomrim: how to understand why is it that there's no migo by shvus shomrim. But let's not forget, Rabbi Bar Chama didn't say that. Rabbi Bar Chama is an admirer; he's entitled to his opinion. Rabbi Bar Chama was so bothered with the kasha, what happened to the migo? He didn't say like the Rebbe Gash, or by the way, migo lifted mishmul amrin, and he didn't say like Taisus and the Rosh, oh, it's a migo da'aza. Rabbi Bar Chama gave an okimta. We don't pass like that okimta. The Rishonim say it was a das yochid. Nobody ever held that way, but Rabbi Bar Chama himself was entitled to his opinion, and he said, but he learned pash mishpat with his kid, so he told him, oh, by the way, shmos hashem di abishnayim. Hachav alay eskinan, X, Y, and Z. The shtar, the eight most story. But he learned a mafkid with his kids, so he said, oh, by the way, don't get misled by perka mafkid. A mafkid is only the only shvus hashemim in X, Y, and Z. So according to Rabbi Chama himself, just to isolate Rabbi Chama, the day that we don't pass it like, to isolate Rabbi Chama obviously holds, Migo lifta mishvua, kainam rinam. That's obvious. Rabbi Chama also holds that Migo da'aza, kainam rinam. Because otherwise, if Rabbi Chama would have bought into either the Rebbe Gash's answer or Taisus and the Rosh's answer, he wouldn't have been dochek and tell us the Hachamayaskinan scenario of Shomrim. So again, we don't follow Rav Bechama. He was outvoted, he was a das yachid, but he personally was of the understanding that Migo is unbelievable. Migo is all powerful according to Rav Bechama. Migo works, lift up Yishvur. Even Shvach and Migo, the Migo, the other works. So then back to square one. Back to Tav Gimel. According to Rami Bar Chama, how could you ever have an institution of Shvuas Meidu and Mitzvahs? But every Meidu and Mitzvahs be Ne'amon not to take a Shvuah, Migo that, he could have been Karfrak Hol. The two standard answers in the Rishonim to solve that Migo dilemma won't apply according to Rabbi Chama. You cannot go the Rimagash's route and say, Migo lift him Shvuah Lomrida. Rabbi Chama doesn't hold that way. You cannot go Texas and ask Sugi's root and say, the Migo de Azal Lomrida. Rabbi Chama doesn't hold that way. So if you isolate the sheet of Rabbi Chama, la 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 Chama, if you isolate the sheet of Rabbi Chama, but back to our question, back to Gimel, see that Gimel. How do you learn the dilemma of Meidu Mikzas? The question of Rav and the fact, the whole issue of the Shvus HaTayr Meidu Mikzas, the Pneima Amr HaTayr Meidu Mikzas Tani Shava, what happened to the Migo according to Rav Bachama? So comes the Ran on the 6th of the Mar Mikomos, in Shavuos Chavav of Beis Udap Yadrif, and the Ran gives a new approach. The Haida Lo Prachina Mi Meidu Mikzas, Lama Eino Nema, Migo Dibar Kav Bekulei, Mishum De Ikel Neymar, the Hosam Raglayim Ledovar, Kaven the Maid of Mixas, the Ishtamute Mishtamet, Ulafikach La Rots the Turish Yapat the Bishwur Mishamigo. The Ran adds a new dimension to Migo, a new limitation of the Kala Migo. Says the Ran, we have a Migo, it's a great Migo, it needs all the theoretical structure of Migo, it's a Migo and a Migo Path, Bishwur and a Migo, that's everything. But we looked at the Migo, we listened to the Migo, and there's something that just strikes us as not correct. I imagine it probably happens in court sometimes. It means all the crazy, every argument sounds perfect in and of itself. But you look at the whole picture, it's crumb. It can't be. You get very often a shadow, you get this. So, you know, you put this a shadow. You go through the whole case, and it sounds like it should be mutter, so everything went. But then you take a look at the whole picture, it can't be. It's just impossible. So that's what's called Raglayim Ledover. So comes the Ran and says, when you have some kind of external Raglayim Ledover, when there's something that's pointing in a direction that the Migo just can't be right. We can't put our fingers on it because Rabbi Chamal's Migo works with the Mishmur. And we can't put our fingers on it because Rabbi Chamal's Migo the Uzzah is no good. But so, if you ask the Dayanim, when a guy is made to be Mikzas, so comes around and says, that's Raglayim Ledover, Kaven the Maidu Mikzas, Ishtabuti Mishtamei. If a person, I say you want me 200, and you say you want 100, it appears to the Dayanim, outside of the realm of the pure rules of justice, what's probably happening is that the guy really does owe 200. And the reason why he's finagling, it's not a story, he owes 100, because he's trying to dilly down. He doesn't have 200 right now. So he wants to pay the guy up and keep him quiet for a little while, and then eventually, hopefully, the case will die down, everyone will forget about it. So come to Rad and says, Ulafikach larotz the Torah sheipat the Mishur Mishamigo. Therefore, the Torah didn't want to invoke Migo. Can we pinpoint why Migo is no good? No. This Migo is a perfectly good Migo. It gets all the checks for Migo, but the whole picture doesn't look right. And therefore, the Torah did not want to exempt the person from Mishur. And says the Ran, Rami Bachama dachik nafshe. Rami Bachama was willing to be dachik. La'ik meishvus hashom rim da'afke de'olei b'shtar. That Rami Bachama case of the Shvus HaShomrim, there the Migo was a good Migo. It sounds like the Migo really should have been good. And therefore, Rami Bachama had a Fadegel, had to turn around, had to turn the world upside down and give you Achal Vayaskinan. But Rabbi Spirulay, the Migo ruled him out of the Mishvah. Rabbi happened to disagree with Rami Bachama. Rabbi in Shvus Taf, that the name and Vav holds that Migo da Oza doesn't work. That's how we paskin. So we who paskin that Migo da Oza never works, we're not bothered with the kasha of why isn't everybody to make us believe with the Migo? Because the Migo da Oza. But Rabbi Bachama holds that a Migo da Oza does work. And Rabbi Bachama holds that a Migo da Mishmo does work. So why does Rabbi Bachama say that the Shvua of Moedah Mixus is necessary? Why isn't he believe with the Migo? So the answer is, even though Hilchas Migo dictates that he should be, but there's a new rule that trumps Hilchas Migo. And you know what that is? Raglayim Ledover. If the whole picture looks fakir, the whole picture looks that most probably what's happening is something else, Migo fails. And therefore we fall back on the Shvus HaTayr. So we have a new approach as to what the problem of the Migo Meidu Mikzas is. Why Bifnei Ma'amra Torah? Back to square one. Bifnei Ma'amra Torah, Menu Mitzvah Tani Yeshava. Why does the Torah say Menu Mitzvah takes the Shmua? Why does it have a Migo of Kofra Kol? So according to Tosfos, it's a Migo of Da'aza. According to the Rimagash, it's a Migo of the Mishmua La'amidah. And according to what the Rana say, B'das Rana B'chava, even though it's a good Migo, and a Migo should have worked, but Raglayim L'dover, when the whole picture appears that it's not really true, then the whole Migo unravels as well. So we have three different approaches in the Gedolim of Rishonim to explain the answer to that question. So the process of explaining why Nigo of Meizu Mitzvah doesn't work, we are Marviach, a whole Yisrael in the Rishonim, as to how to explain why sometimes Nigo the other we do find works, and sometimes doesn't work. So we have the whole Yisrael of the Rad, the difference between Nigo Lifta Mishmu and Nigo Lifta Mimamu. We have the Tumim of yesterday, as the understanding is that Nigo the other is like a Suffolk Nigo, and Suffolk Nigo works lift up in Mamam, you can't work to lift up Yeshua. We had a Rukhanan, Lamdash Yisai, that Nigo has two dimensions to it. It's a Birur as well as a Schusataina. And for Shmua, you require a Birur. And the Nigo does is a Chisaron, and that characteristic of Birur Shmua, it's not a Chisaron in the dimension of Schusataina. Therefore, we could split that from Mamam to work and Shmua doesn't work. So we picked up a lot of other important pieces of information in terms of Nigo. And again, the basics so is, what happened to the Nigo of Maidu Mixes? Why isn't every Maidu Mixes believe in Nigo Kafra Kol? The Bagash is the Bigel of the Shul Aminim, Taisa is the Bigel of the Hazel Aminim, and the Ram is Asar Lachoma, even though it should be good, but the Raglai Madhava indicates in the other direction. Thanks.